Hi, my name is Susie Bergen. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Susie Bergen, for that grand introduction to Check It In, Check It Out. I'm Julie Berry, and you're in for a great show tonight. That, my friends, was a turkey. Well, not a real turkey, of course, but a pretty good imitation, wouldn't you agree? There are not many stories about turkeys unless the turkey is a Thanksgiving turkey, and then that's not a happy story if you're a turkey. Our first story tonight is about a turkey who doesn't end up on a platter. Not at all. Listen to this story, called The Turkey and the Fat Mayor. It's from a book called 22 Splendid Tales to Tell. The Turkey and the Fat Mayor. Once, a poor old man had a turkey who liked to strut up and down the road. One day, the turkey found a gold nugget as large as your thumb lying in the middle of the road. "Gobble, gobble, gobble, I'll take this to my hungry master." Just as he was heading home with the gold, the mayor happened to walk by. The mayor was fat. In fact, he was very fat. A skinny sheriff walked behind him, but you couldn't see him because the mayor was so fat. When the fat mayor saw the turkey with the gold nugget, he said, "Turkey, I will take that gold home with me." "No, you won't," said the turkey. "It is for my old master, and he needs it more than you." The fat mayor did not like the word "no." He spoke to the skinny sheriff, "Get that gold for me." The sheriff chased the turkey down the road and took the gold nugget away from him. The mayor took it to his home and put it in his large treasure chest. The turkey was angry and followed the mayor to his house. Once there, he flew up to a window and called loudly, "Gobble, gobble, gobble, goo, return my gold, or woe is you." The fat mayor became angry and called to the skinny sheriff, "Drown the turkey in the well." The sheriff caught the turkey and threw him into the well. But the turkey cried, "Oh, empty stomach of mine, drink up the water and I'll feel fine." His stomach drank up all the water and he flew back to the window and cried, "Gobble, gobble, gobble, goo, return my gold or woe is you." The fat mayor was even angrier than before, and again called to the skinny sheriff, "Throw the turkey into the fireplace and burn him." The turkey was caught and thrown into the fireplace, but the turkey said, "Stomach so full, empty the water and save my soul." His stomach emptied, and the fire went out. He flew back to the window for a third time and cried, "Gobble, gobble, gobble, goo, return my gold, or woe is you." The fat mayor was as angry as he could be. He called to the skinny sheriff, "Put the turkey on the hill of red ants and let the ants bite him to death." The turkey was caught again and placed on the anthill. The turkey cried, "Oh, empty stomach of mine, eat all the red ants and I'll feel fine." His stomach ate up all the ants, and he flew back to the window and cried, "Gobble, gobble, gobble, goo, return my gold, or woe is you." The fat mayor was so angry that he didn't know what to do with the turkey. He called to the skinny sheriff and asked for his advice. The sheriff said, "You could pull out all of his feathers, or you could cut off his head, or you could sit on him." "That's what I'll do," said the fat mayor. "I'll sit on him. Bring him here." The sheriff caught the turkey and brought him to the fat mayor. The mayor placed him on a wide chair and sat down on top of him. The turkey cried, "Stomach so full, empty the ants and save my soul." His stomach emptied and all the red ants began to bite the fat mayor. He jumped up from the chair and yelled, "Yow! Ouch! Ouch! Ow! Ooh! Ooh! Return the gold nugget to the turkey." The skinny sheriff opened the treasure chest. The turkey looked inside and said, O empty stomach of mine, eat all the treasure, and I'll feel fine. His empty stomach ate up all the treasure, and the turkey strutted home. He and his old master lived comfortably ever after. Finally, a happy ending for a turkey. Our next story is about a mouse, a very hungry mouse. One is a Feast for a Mouse, a Thanksgiving Tale by Judy Cox, illustrated by Jeffrey Ebler. After Thanksgiving dinner, Mouse crept out of his hidey hole and looked around. The house was quiet. Dad snoozed in his chair with his book. Mom dozed in front of the TV. Outside, the kids played football in the crisp yellow leaves. Cat curled up by the fire. He yawned and stretched his stripy tail. Then he closed his greeny eyes and went to sleep. Mouse scampered up the tablecloth. Thanksgiving leftovers were still on the table. So much to eat! Mouse saw a teensy tiny toothsome green pea all by itself under a plate. Give thanks, he thought. One will be a feast for me. Mouse rolled the pea across the tablecloth to take it back to his hidey hole. But his eyes were bigger than his stomach. He saw 6 leftover cranberries glowing like rubies on a silver saucer. I'll just take one, he said to himself. One is a feast for me. He balanced one cranberry on top of the pea and started once again across the table to his hidey hole. Just then he saw 3 olives, black and shiny, in a dish. I'll just take one, he thought. One is a feast for me. He put the olive on top of the cranberry on top of the pea and carried the tidbits across the table. Then he saw the carrot sticks, crunchy and munchy and orange. I'll just take one, he thought. One is a feast for me. He stuck one carrot stick into the hole in the olive, balanced both on top of the cranberry on top of the pea, and started back to his hidey hole. Then he saw the mashed potatoes. Mouse potatoes! There was just one scoop left on the plate. I'll just take the plate, Mouse thought. What a feast I will have. He balanced the plate of potatoes on top of the carrot stick in the hole in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea. Mouse started off across the table. Then he saw the gravy, brown and luscious, in the silver gravy boat. Gravy for the mouse potatoes, he thought. I must have that for my feast. And he balanced the gravy boat on top of the mashed potatoes, on top of the carrot stick, stuck in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea. And he started off. But then he spotted the pumpkin pie. One slice of pie, brown and dimpled, with a collar of fluffy whipped cream. So he balanced the pie on top of the gravy boat, on top of the mashed potatoes, on top of the carrot stick stuck in the hole, in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea, and he started off across the table. The pie slid, but Mouse caught it just in time. Mouse bobbed and bobbled across the tablecloth on the way to his hidey hole for his Thanksgiving feast. He didn't see Cat creeping closer and closer. But Mouse saw the turkey, brown and juicy, surrounded with parsley. Much was gone, but there was enough left for a mouse feast, or even 2. I'll just add that, thought Mouse, and he carefully placed the turkey platter on the very top of his pile, on top of the pie, on top of the gravy, on top of the mashed potatoes, on top of the carrot stick stuck in the hole in the olive, on top of the cranberry, on top of the pea. He started off across the table to his hidey hole, and there, at the table's edge, he met Cat, greedy-eyed and hungry, clawing up the table on the tablecloth. Mouse skidded to a stop. The turkey wibbled and wobbled, slid and slipped. Mouse danced to keep his feast balanced, pirouetted like a ballerina, juggled like a platter spinner. But off slid the turkey, whoosh, with a plop, landing smack on Cat. Down crashed the pumpkin pie and the boat with the gravy. Down crashed the mashed potatoes with a clatter that woke Mom. Down fell the carrot stick, still impaled in the olive. Down went the cranberry, which rolled, leaving a red track across the tablecloth. Down went the pea, all caterwampus off the table, rolling onto the floor. Off scampered Mouse, quick as a bandit, back to his hidey-hole ahead of Cat. He huddled in his hidey-hole, his heart pitter-pattered. He peered out. Down came the broom on the stripy, greeny-eyed Cat. "Bad kitty!" shouted Mom. "Outside!" And she swept the Cat out the door. Mouse looked around, whiskers trembling with fright. "No Thanksgiving feast for me," he thought. Just then, he spotted, glowing in the corner, one teensy tiny, round and toothsome, green and luscious pea. "Give thanks. One is a feast for me." Mashed potatoes, gravy. My funny bone needs a snack. How can you make a turkey float? You need 2 scoops of ice cream, some root beer, and a turkey. Before we say goodbye for another week, here's William. We had a brief conversation last week about a particular author William is very fond of.
My name is William. I'm here at the Fred Blodsworth Public Library in downtown Port Royal. I want to recommend John Sheshka. I've read lots of his books, and I like them because he's really funny. He keeps you guessing.
So, William, can you give me an example of a book by John Sheshka?
One, for instance, is Marco Polo in the series of the Time Warp Trio. If you like funny books, then you might like John Sheshka.
So, that's John Sheshka and The Adventure of the Time Warp Heroes. I guess that's a series of books that are very, very funny. If you like to read funny books, that's the author for you.
Hi, my name is Quinn, and I am at the Fred Bodsworth Public Library in Port Royal, Ontario. Check It In, Check It Out was made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Quinn and William are brothers. William's in grade 4 at Port Burwell Public School, and Quinn is in grade 8 at Straffordville Public School. Thanks to them for helping out on Check It In, Check It Out. And that's our show for tonight. Join us next week on Monday or Wednesday at 5 in the afternoon. We love it when you listen. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for joining us this week. And don't forget to tune in next week. Same time, same place.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ik hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ik zijn Mary Ham, en ik schof bij de Elmer Library. We hunt in a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, en je kan de krak die wat je wel voor, de zijn alle nu op. De openerstunden zijn aan de library deren te zijn. Je kan ook voen, en dat voen nummer is 519-631-1500-09, want je nog meer informatie veelt. Bitte kommt nan und seid wat wir han in unser libraries zum Junt und Juna Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.